Jack Doolan was his name. A poor but honest parent, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only hope, his mother's pride and joy. And so dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. When scarcely 16 years of age, Jack left his father's home and to Australia's sunny clime, bush ranging he would roam. He'd rob the lordly squatters, their flocks he would destroy. Oh, a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. In 61 this daring youth commenced his wild career. With a heart that knew no danger, no stranger would he fear. He bailed up the beach with Royal Mail coach and robbed Judge McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. He bade the judge good morning and told him to beware. He'd never rob a poor man who acted on the square. But a judge that robbed a mother of her only pride and joy. Well, he is worse of an outlaw than the wild colonial boy. One day as Jack was riding the mountain sides along, a-listening to the kookaburra's pleasant laughing song, three mounted troopers came in sight, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy, who thought that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Doolan, you see, with 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's name, you daring highwayman. Jack drew his pistol from his belt and waved it like a toy. I'll fight but not surrender, cried the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll